Owens in the gun. Thomas back with him. Page slot right. Wide to the right is Kenny Stafford. One receiver to the left. It's Bernard Reedy. A four-man front for the Cardinals as Tony Martin showing blitz. It backs off. Owens takes the snap. Goes to Thomas. He sidesteps one defender but runs into a wall at the 25 straight forward. A pickup of 2, 2nd and 8, forthcoming for Toledo.
Well, Toledo scored 49, 60, 66, and 44, averaging almost 55 points a game in their last four games. So the Cardinals holding them to at least a long drive here.
9:45 to go in the first. Owens fake, taking that early snap. Will now look to the right sideline, maybe changes the play. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Three down linemen for the Cards. Owens takes the snap, option right side, will pitch it out to Thomas. Thomas cuts back upfield. It's hit and smothered at the 25-yard line. No gain on the play. The Cardinals ready for that one. Sean Baker and Andrew Putoff in on the tackle for BSU. Baker coming from that strong safety position on the opposite side of the field. And here you go. Once again, third and long coming up for the Rockets. And it's up to the Cardinals to get him off the field this time.
You had to watch for that under route once again. Last time it was... You know, Reedy, who's only 5'9", he had Aaron Morris on him. That's a mismatch all day long. So if you get matched up with a linebacker, you got to be weary of that underneath route.
Terrence Owens in the gun. Adonis Thomas back with him. Four receivers set, a pair to each side. Thomas now will join two receivers in the wide receivers on the left side. Owens takes the snap, lifts his on, steps out of it, throws over the middle, pace the 15 to the 10 to the 5 down to the 3-yard line. And he finds his favorite target there. As Sean Baker drug him down, but not after plenty of first down yardage. 8:42 remaining here in the first. They'll mark it at the 4, but it's a first and goal from the 4. And Toledo wants to go. Owens in the gun. Takes the snap. Goes to Thomas straight up the middle. He spins forward. He's close to the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Toledo. 8:31 remaining here in the first. Toledo running off nearly half the quarter, but gets the score. 3 third down conversions and a 4th down conversion on that 80-yard drive, and it's Toledo 6, Ball State 0.
Well, on that third down play, the Cardinals sent Aaron Morris and Travis Freeman, and that matched up freshman Julian Boyd with Eric Page. You like to see him bring some pressure, but that's almost committing suicide there, putting a true freshman on Eric Page at a linebacker position.
So Ryan Cassano will kick. Eric Page, interestingly enough, is the holder, which could set up for an interesting fake if they were to need it. The kick is up, and it is good. 8:31 remaining here in the first period of play. It's Toledo 7 and Ball State nothing. Let's take a short break. You're listening to SportsLink Radio on 91.3 WCRD and WCRD.net. Ball State Sports. It's Jeremiah Detmer to kick off. He's a freshman. He's got the bigger leg. We could see him on a potential long field goal attempt today. Detmer will boot it. He's going to pooch it. Jamil will have to run all the way in, make the grab at the 22 to the 25 to the 30. Jamil Sutter steps his way and falls straight to the ground on the 31-yard line. 8:27 remaining in the first. Toledo 7, Ball State 0. We do have a final from DeKalb, Illinois. Northern Illinois, they hold on 18-12. Hard to believe that that Eastern Michigan team held Northern to 18 points, but they did. Almost got the win, just couldn't do it. So it's going to be Northern Illinois and Ohio in the MAC championship game. Toledo is eliminated from that, at least. He's running, opens up in shotgun. He's got his back, Juwan Edwards back with him. A pair of receivers each side. Toledo showing blitz. Lenning will move Edwards to his left, takes the snap, drops the throw. Three-step drop, Lenning looks over the middle, throws, caught to Orzban at the 40. Orzban stiff-arms his way to the 43-yard line. He's out of bounds and has a first down for BSU. So one play, give him 14 yards up to the 44-yard line, and that quick out route working well for the Cardinal quarterback.
205 career catches for Briggs Orzban. He moved into second place overall. Last week as a senior, great career.
Winning on the hurry up, gives to Edwards, and Edwards plowing his way on the right side, past midfield, up down to the 47-yard line, a pickup of 8. And Juwan Edwards last week ran the ball just 14 times for 50 yards. He's averaging 4.4 a carry at one of his low games of the year. And already 8 yards on that opening carry. Is Lenning looking to hurry things up? He's in the shotgun. Edwards back with him. Orzban slot right. Wide to the right is Thomason. To the left is Smith and Gibson. Lenning takes the snap. Will go back to Edwards straight up the middle, and Edwards is hit right around first down yardage. Looks like he's got it to the 45. Although the officials have yet to officially move the chains, and now they will. 7:36 remaining here in the first. 7-0 Toledo with the lead. First and 10 for the Cardinals at the 45-yard line is Juwan Edwards' second carry on the day.
Well, Toledo's offense is, or excuse me, their defense, is just as bad defensively, giving up 400 yards a game and 31 points. So we'd expect a shootout today, and so far it looks like Paul State's offense moving it pretty well.
Running in the gun, takes the snap, steps up out of pressure, will lob it up for Edwards on the screen. Edwards to the 45, hurdles the man to the 40, and is shoved out at the 39-yard line to the right side, a pickup of six. Second and four coming up. The Cardinals, not a team that runs the screen play very much, especially with a bigger, more bruising style back in Juwan Edwards, but catching Toledo maybe a little bit off guard there. Second and four coming up, running in the gun. Edwards to his right side, fakes the tight end on the right. Orsman and Thomason are wide right, and Torrey Gibson, the lone receiver, on the left side. When he takes the snap, goes back to Edwards. He cuts to the left side, jukes a man forward, and pushes the pile for first down yardage. He's got it up to the 32-yard line, and Juwan Edwards was asked, or Coach Lumbo was asked, is Edwards starting to wear down a little bit? Is he getting tired, being that premier back is just a freshman, not used to playing all these games in high school? He said no. In fact, Edwards and both Dwayne Donegan look like they're just starting the season. Keith Wenning will bow under center. Dual tight end set. Mershman and fakes the receiver to each side. Wenning takes the snap. Goes back to Edwards on the right side. He ducks his head under, but still pushing for a nice gain to the 28, 27-yard line, right around in between. And right now, the Cardinals, they're not going to try to fix it if it's not broken. They're going to Juwan Edwards over and over.
Well, if you're getting 4 or 5 yards of carrying on that first down, which the Cardinals have had trouble getting some big chunks of yardages on first down, a little bit this year, getting those easy runs is definitely a good way to start going at this game.
Running in the gun, no back with him. We'll throw the screen pass to Thomason, and he gets blown up at the line of scrimmage. It's incomplete as they took Juwan Edwards out of the game after those run of carries, and read well on that far side there by Desmond Morrow, who blew it up, the senior out of Youngstown, Ohio. And it'll be third and a long five for BSU at the 27.
He's their leading tackler. He's got 3 interceptions, but that one, a big linebacker-esque type of a hit.
Running in shotgun, Edwards to his left, dual tight end set. A receiver to each side. It's Thomason to the right, Orsman to the left. Toledo showing blitz with multiple guys. When he drops the throw, the blitz is on. He'll throw on his back heel, caught by Thomason, but he's dragged down at the 26. A gain of just a yard and a half. It'll bring up fourth down at four. And out will come Steven Schott and the kicking unit. Schott at 14 for 18 on the season is good for second in the MAC. And he has not missed in quite some time. He's hit his last 9 kicks. And this one will be 43 yards, slightly off to the left side. It's probably about even with that left upright. 43 yards, the distance that he hit to beat Eastern Michigan 2 weeks ago. Kavanda the hole. The snap is there. It's down. Shot kick is up on the way. It's got the leg, and it is no good. He pushed it wide to the right. So Schott missing his first kick in a while and gets Toledo a break, I guess. 5:05 remaining here in the first. The Cardinals with a nice drive but fail to put points on the board. 7-0 Toledo. Timeout on the field. We'll take a short break with them. You're listening to SportsLink Radio on 91.3 WCRD and WCRD.net.